This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Like I said last hour, this kind of news day that happened on Thursday is almost a perfect storm, everybody. But I'll tell you, that's again why we are here, why we do what we do, in order to unravel and unpack a news day like this Thursday was. Three major stories, and it all happened pretty much at the same time. But we're here, and we're going to talk about them right now. We're glad that you're there. Kyle Warren with you, by the way. 949-822-7959 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message for whatever we're talking about here on the program. And also, if you're hearing this program anytime over the weekend on various stations, and you hear something or you want to opine, simply head over to kylewarrenshow.com, click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you can do that anytime, day or night. So once again, folks, it's been chock full this morning. It is the Friday/Weekend edition, and we've got Frank Salvato, our good friend, of course, from undergroundusa.com, also author of the book Nullification, and I want to say good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not one, it's not two, but it's at least three major stories that have huge impacts. And so I'm just going to say, where would you like to start first? we've got Joe Biden, we've got the Trump Supreme Court thing, and also the decision in Hawaii, which I've been meaning to ask you about all day.
All right, guys, I think we're going to start with the Joe Biden thing and the... And her saying that, yeah, he's guilty of willfully taking documents and possessing them, but you know, he's just such an old frail guy. I don't think we should pursue charges. We should just let the old man alone.
I mean, you can't make this up. I mean, if this was a movie, nobody would believe it.
The statement in that determination is he willfully removed top secret and classified documents. That means a crime has been committed. It doesn't matter how nice you are, and it doesn't matter if you can't remember. None of that matters. None of it. He committed a crime. There needs to be action taken by the Department of Justice against him for this crime. The idea that we can't indict a sitting president, well, you know, if he's doing groundbreaking things as far as crime is concerned, then the charges have to break the same ground. So, you know, if the president of the United States walks out of the White House and goes across the Lafayette Park and shoots somebody in the head, do we go, oh, you know, he's just an old guy who doesn't really remember any dates. We shouldn't charge him with murder. You know, it's a crime, and the excuses have to stop. The two-tiered system have to stop. This announcement just echoed of James Comey. Just echoed of him saying, yeah, Hillary kind of misplaced all those emails, and she shouldn't have been doing it. She shouldn't have had it on a server that was not secured by the United States government. I know she did it, but she's Hillary, you know?
Yeah, and no jury would ever convict her, or no prosecutor would prosecute this, or some other such thing. That was, again, just a real cop-out on that.
Yeah, I don't care what the special prosecutor or special counsel feels. I just don't care. I don't care what his emotions are about this or what he thinks he can predict a jury will do. It's not his place to say that. This idea that, well, a jury probably wouldn't. Don't care. That's the jury's purview. It's not your purview. You're not a soothsayer. You don't have a crystal ball that gives me exact things that are going to happen in the future. It has nothing to do with what you were tasked to do. Did he or did he not break the law? And the answer, and you provided it, Mr. Special Counsel, is yes. So you must refer this for action then.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if he can't remember what he had for breakfast, which he probably can't.
Yeah, and a lot of these things happened at a time when arguably he was not in the same state that he is right now. These were talking years ago, and, you know, so it's not contemporaneous. It didn't happen yesterday.
No, and that's another point. You know, if this guy is that bad that he can get away with removing top secret and sensitive data and sharing it with people, that's the other point.
Yeah.
Sharing it with people, that's a blatant violation of the Espionage Act. If he's that feeble-minded, why is he a candidate for president of the United States?
Indeed, indeed. And this is where I think things have changed as of today. You know, whereas it used to be, oh, that's Uncle Joe and this kind of thing. But now this is, you know, officially on the record. And, of course, they're pushing back on it. And he's saying, well, I was dealing with an international crisis, blah, blah, blah. But, honestly, it all rings true. And to the voters, it'll just ring true that he is of diminished capacity.
Yeah, the president of the United States is that guy on the variety show that's got the 13 plates spinning at the same time.
Yeah,
we need someone who can keep all those plates spinning no matter what and still be able to answer questions from a special prosecutor or a special counsel on what he did with top secret material. If he can't perform that job and he can't keep those plates spinning, then I'm sorry, he's got to go.
Yeah. So what do you think right now in the Democrat vaunted halls of power? Are they deciding, okay, we got to change the ticket or try to ride this out and then, you know, make a change and have him resign or something, or 25th Amendment, that kind of stuff?
They are going to play the, he's just old, we shouldn't pick on him. What do you hate, senior citizens?
Ages.
Republicans hate everybody. They, and especially old senior citizen grandfathers.
Indeed. That's exactly what they're going to do. Well, Frank, stay right there because we're going to come right back. Folks, more with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification, as we continue to race through this Friday/weekend edition of the program. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. And we are coming right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, the Friday / weekend edition continues, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we have a lot more to talk about as we go through the program this morning. We're going to be talking with our good friend Frank Salvato, of course, from undergroundusa.com and also author of the book Nullification. And don't forget, you can head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message, by the way, anytime, day or night, whenever you're listening to the program. All right, so once again, good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, I'm telling you, we got the stuff going on with Joe Biden. We've also got the Supreme Court hearing argumentation about the Colorado State Supreme Court decision. And it seemed to me like these justices were in, and again, we can't, it's hard to really tell exactly where they're coming from, but the consensus seems to be that they're leaning towards, finding in favor of Trump. But you never know. But they were asking some pretty good questions, I think.
Well, and that's a good sign. When they're asking pointed questions, that means they're deep into considering what it is. When they give a blanket answer without giving comment, that always leaves everybody hanging. So it will be interesting to hear those arguments today. You'll be able to stream them. You can listen to them. It'll be interesting. I was listening to Alan Dershowitz last night, and granted, he's a Democrat, but he's also represented Donald Trump in his impeachment hearing. So, and he's a wealth of knowledge. So he's
listened to him. Big time. Yeah.
You know, he reminded everybody that the federal elections, it's not just one giant election. It is 50 different elections, and when you count the territories, 51, 52, that the states execute for a federal office. So when it comes to defining what is insurrection, what is not, you know, what is an insurrection, what is obstruction, what isn't obstruction. Those definitions need to come down to the states. The fact that this is being brought up to the Supreme Court in this quick fashion is interesting in that it almost kind of steps on the toes of the states' rights to execute their own elections for federal office. An interesting argument to get into. But the other thing that he did point out in no uncertain terms, which I think is very interesting, is that the mainstream media's narrative is that no one's ever been charged for insurrection. Trump should be charged for insurrection. No adjudication has taken place. It has. When he was impeached the second time, one of the charges was insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
So he was impeached, and the Senate acquitted him.
Indeed.
So the only court in the United States that matters in presidential actions, which is the court of impeachment and conviction, happens in the House and then in the Senate, it said he's not guilty of insurrection. So where Colorado, their Supreme Court has said he can't be on the ballot because he's guilty of insurrection, they're flying in the face of an adjudication at the highest court to judge that issue.
That is very, very astute. Absolutely. And go ahead, Frank.
Yeah. So, I mean, the idea that you can just say we're ignoring the highest authority on this issue to placate what we want to be reality, that can't be. So because of that alone, Colorado has to be rebuked. Maine has to be rebuked. Any other state that tries to keep him off the ballot under the guise of because he's an insurrectionist, they have to be rebuked because he's been tried and he's been acquitted. And that's it.
Well, exactly, but they've got this 14th Amendment, Section 3, and you know they're willing to just kind of, and again, this whole thing was put together at the end of the Civil War, I think, for a pretty specific purpose. Now, these days, if someone raised an army and tried to attack militarily and cause an insurrection in that regard, well, this might really apply. But to make a speech, and you can say, well, was it a good idea to go out and make that speech? But it was a protected speech, and it was not an armed insurrection against the government. It was a bad riot that kind of went very bad, we understand, and a lot of people did some things they shouldn't have done, but it doesn't rise to this level of the Civil War.
No, it doesn't satisfy the charge of insurrection, so it is moot.
Right. Oh, agreed. But of course, they're doing this. A lot of this too is the court of public opinion, because that word insurrectionist is just bandied about, like as you're describing, like it's this thing that's already been decided. But it's just a matter of opinion. And I like what Justice Roberts was talking about. Then again, you know, then other states can start booting people off the ballot here and there because they just want to at that point.
Yeah, it's okay. If public opinion is going to be what we're going to predicate everything on, then O.J. should never have walked out of court. Everybody said he was guilty, but the court said he wasn't, and he got to walk. So we can't allow the rule of law to be usurped by the court of public opinion. We're not qualified. We're not qualified. It's not the way our country works. We've been getting away from being a country of laws and not of men for a very long time. You know, whether it's because of regulatory courts, which I think are an abomination, or because the judiciary has been politicized to a point where they check with the DNC before they charge somebody. if a crime has been committed, then you have to pursue the laws. You know, so it not only does it make this charge of insurrection laughable when it comes to trying to deny people their right to vote for who they want to vote for, because that's exactly what this is, and it's exactly what they're doing with this, is trying to remove opposition from the ballots, but also with things like Joe Biden, and we're just not going to charge him because it's just Sleepy Joe. He's out there in having some ice cream in his pajamas and breaking the law, but he's just Joe. We're not going to charge him. The Hillary Clinton pass And let's make this clear, too. There's a difference between the President of the United States taking classified documents and deciding later whether or not he wants to declassify them or not, and a Vice President and Secretary of State. They don't have that kind of immunity.
Indeed. You're right about that. Yeah.
So Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden as Vice President, they committed crimes. And the Justice Department and our system of justice failed the American people into giving us our day in court against people who transgressed the law and transgressed the sovereignty of the people.
Right. Well, now, one of the only remedies that the people have here, beyond prosecutions and things like that, is to go vote these people out of office, you know, or vote, you know, don't keep electing people like this. You know, don't, you know, in other words, you send them packing. That's really the only remedy the people have at the ballot box.
Yeah, and don't give them the time of day. Why is Hillary Clinton still important? She's not. She's a two and a half, three-time loser who doesn't have a likability rating. People have been telling her she's so smart for so long, she's bought into it. She's really nothing important right now. She's a bitter woman who lost elections and won't let go and refuses to believe that the world can go on without her.
Well, indeed. Well, where the Supreme Court, this upcoming decision about the Trump being on the ballot, I'm just bracing myself for the calls, and I think they're already starting up. The court is illegitimate, you know, if they find for Trump, basically. And we got to pack the court, or we have to have term limits, or we got to impeach, the justices. It'll go on and on.
And if this is if the constitution loving people are on top of this to get ahead of the narrative, the second those screams starts happening, they will start talking about how the left always rapes the constitution to get what they want and have been doing so since the 1900s and Woodrow Wilson. They have to abide by the rules. They can't keep changing them in the middle just to make sure that they win. Saul Alinsky is not on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right. Right. Exactly. And by the way, you know, there are people out there saying, well, of course, you know, if Trump is kept off the ballot, it'll, you know, these MAGA people will be out there doing this and such. But last time I checked, it was the left that goes to protest at the homes of the Supreme Court justices and because they don't like the way they, quote, voted on something.
Yeah. MAGA people don't go out and set things on fire and set up chop zones in Portland.
Right. Right. The autonomous zone. All right. Well, Frank, stay right there. We're going to come right back. More with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and author of the book Nullification. We'll take your calls, too, 949-822-7959. And we are coming right back. So stay right there, everybody.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The special counsel's inquiry into President Biden's management of classified materials raising concerns about his cognitive acuity, so much so that Republican Rep. Claudia Tenney now wants the cabinet to explore the Constitution's 25th Amendment. to remove President Biden from office following that report that described him as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, dealing with backlash from saying that illegal immigrants are the people we care about most and referring to undocumented Americans. That comment went viral, people calling it an oxymoron, others saying this was Murphy admitting the Democratic Party's honest view on the issue. Corey Myers, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It is the Friday / weekend edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And again, this program is flying by. As I was saying yesterday, about this time actually of the morning, if you see something going by you at warp speed, it's us. Just latch on and come along with us, because this is where the fun begins, everybody. We've got so much going on. And don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message anytime, day or night. And then also, of course, we've got our good friend Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and of course also author of the book Nullification, with us this morning. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, Frank, we do have the phone lines lighting up like you wouldn't believe. So callers, we're going to go sort of rapid fire here so we make sure we get everybody in this morning as best we can. You feel like taking a couple of calls, Frank?
You bet.
All right, here we go. Well, let's start off. We got Rick in Tampa this morning. Good morning, Rick. You're on with Frank Salvato.
Good morning. Good morning, Frank. Been waiting to talk to you again, and this is a perfect time to do it. Let me get to it.
Sure.
Sink our teeth into Biden's butt and everybody else's butt on the Democratic side. First place, the doddering old man needs to go. He's 25th Amendment, and it's the perfect opportunity. Let's get him out. Take the Democrats away from their identity politics. Give them what they want. Let's give Kamala the first female president role. It'll terrify everyone in this country past the second grade. It will freak people out. Mm-hmm. We need to know who is running this government. And that's one way to find out.
Good
point. The press won't be able to avoid it. And we will steal that damned card from Michelle Obama. And there's just no losing that. Nobody's going to let her anywhere near a damn button. And I think it's a perfect time to do that. The press, the Democrats can't refute the truth. And Dershowitz is right. He's been tried and found not guilty of insurrection. So game over on that point.
Good point. But, we appreciate it very much. Yeah.
Yeah. I just think that's the way to go with that. Think about it. There's a lot of layers that, you know, it's worthy of some deep thought.
Indeed. Well, Rick in Tampa, we appreciate the call very much. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again real soon.
You as well. Bye-bye.
All right. So Rick in Tampa, everybody, what do you think, Frank?
Well, not to play devil's advocate. I agree with everything that Rick said, but to play devil's advocate, they put in Michelle Obama as vice president. Kamala shows everybody her behind. Nobody wants her to be president. She drops out before the convention. They nominate Michelle Obama, and now we're facing that horrible future.
I know. None of it's good. We can't. There's no silver lining other than to not lose the election at this point.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only remedy here.
You have to win the election. I remember back when Tom Daschle was the Senate Majority Leader, and I said, "Boy, I can't wait to get rid of this guy. He is so bad for the country." And then he was leaving, and I said, "It's happened. Hallelujah!" And then we got Harry Reid.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so I learned a lesson very quickly. Be careful what you wish for, because what you wish for might end up being worse.
No kidding. Well, let's head over to the other telephone line here. Mary in St. Pete, you got a quick comment or question for Frank Silvano?
I do have a question. I still see pictures of chemtrails and what's in those chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
They have samples of planes following what's coming out of those airplanes. But I saw 10 of those airplanes lined up flying right at the sun about 3 times this week. And pictures are being seen from all over the world with these chemtrails.
Wow.
And I'm wondering if Frank is seeing these up where he lives. Because guess what? If that's going on and they're dropping chemicals down here, everything else of this is irrelevant because of the air is being contaminated.
Well,
so
good,
I'm wondering
good question.
What he thinks about that. Thank
you. We'll ask Frank. Thanks, Mary. Mary in St. Pete. Frank, what do you think about that?
Well, we've got clear skies up here, so I'm not seeing chemtrails, and you know we've got some very sensitive Air Force bases around where I live in the Panhandle. I'm not saying that it's not happening. I'm just not seeing evidence where I live.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I don't put anything past the Pentagon and the DOD and the deep state apparatus about testing on the American people. After COVID, all bets are off.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You never know.
Yeah, and you've got a group of people at the globalist level who get together at the World Economic Forum talking about population, purposely reducing population, trying to take over the food supply and everything else, and you have to give things like Mary's talking about some thought these days. You can't go back to the 70s where, she sounds like she's been smoking the wacky weed this morning. Because it turns out that 95 times out of 100, the conspiracy theory turns into, well, there was a lot of truth to that.
Right, yeah, exactly. You know, so you always have to keep an open mind, be critical, and try to figure things out.
Well, and until we can dismantle the bureaucracy in the deep state to be able to get straight answers instantaneously without the governmental apparatus obstructing and trying to keep things from us, all questions are on the table.
Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, we got just a couple of minutes here, but we got a couple of callers we want to get in. We've got Anthony in Tampa this morning. Good morning, Anthony. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Kyle, Frank. Frank, you know, I have an old picture, not so old, of two guys walking out of the Oval Office. Obama has his hand over Biden's shoulder. So tell me there's not a favor being delivered there. It's obvious. So, but, you know, it's interesting what you commented about not holding bars on bashing Biden, because so far as conservative radio is concerned, amazingly, it's four black conservative talk show hosts who are not holding back on delivering the goods on this guy. They know the background of the old segregationist. Now, let's not forget about 1977 article about him not wanting his kids in schools with the jungle crowd. So you tell me he's not a racist in office? Give me a break. Second of all, in the Super Bowl, just remember, there's only one national anthem in the United States. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Anthony in Tampa. Appreciate the call. Yeah, what do you think, Frank?
Yeah, I on the last point, absolutely agree. We don't have a white national anthem or a black national anthem. That's racist. To say that we're going to play a black national anthem, that's racist, and the NFL should be called on it.
Well, in these days, right, it's e pluribus unum, that's, you know, every if people are Americans, it's hard to make a distinguish of any separate group that would have a separate anthem of any kind.
Yeah, if we go down that road, you're never going to see the game, because you're going to have 18 different national anthems to actually have played. So this ridiculous identity politics game that the left is playing, it's time for it to be over. Let's move on.
Yeah,
you know, is there racism in the United States? There's a little bit, but there's nothing like there used to be. We've overcome it. We fought a war. 600,000 people died. There's your reparations, period, dot. Now, stop looking at the color of people's skin. Start looking at the content of their character. It doesn't matter what color a person's skin is if they're going into an iPhone store and ripping off all the iPhones and walking out because a prosecutor paid by George Soros doesn't want to prosecute. That just means the person's a jerk and needs to be prosecuted. Stop looking at the color of people's skin. It's stupid to do so.
Well said. Well said. Well, we got Todd in Tampa. And, Todd, we don't have time for 60 seconds with Todd, but do you have a quick question for Frank? We only got about 30 seconds.
All right, gentlemen, let me just get down to business real quick and just make a statement. Let me tell the Supreme.
Yeah. Real quick.
I have no confidence in nine of you. You should be telling that prosecutor to get out of your court and make sure Donald Trump is on every ballot, because he's the Republican nominee and we're not interfering with a presidential election, and he's not guilty of anything. And every American should know. You don't have to look at news. You know Joe Biden sucks, and don't vote for him, and stand up for our country, stand up for Jesus, and stand up with Donald Trump. Let's get to work, and every Republican needs to be MAGA in the House and the Senate and get rid of those seven frauds that didn't vote to impeach by Orcas. Peace.
All right. Thank you, Todd. All right. Well, Frank, that was a mini 60 seconds with Todd, I think.
Very easy.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
But, Frank, it's been great talking with you this morning, and we'll look forward to talking with you again on Monday morning. You have a great weekend.
Stay low, my friend.
Hey, you too. Take care. Frank Silvato, everybody. He's author of the book Nullification. You can find him at undergroundusa.com. And, folks, we are coming right back. We're going to talk with Patrick Hyland. And he is host of the Sports Zone, so stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
All right, Friday slash weekend edition continues. And we are having fun, I'll tell you that much. By the way, folks, this is the best job in the world, and I do have you to thank for that. It's not lost on me at all, and I want to make sure that I say it more often than not. And once again, thank you for listening. Thank you for your direct messages. Thanks for your phone calls. Thanks for your good wishes. It really does mean the world to me, and it is an absolute honor and pleasure to come onto the microphone each morning and spend some time with you and have a little bit of fun, laugh a little bit, smile a little bit, and then, of course, also talk about some of these incredibly serious things that are happening in our country right now. Well, I'll tell you what, we do have the telephone lines lighting up this morning as well. We got John in Sarasota who's given us a call. Good morning, John. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Kyle. Hey, I want to flip the script on something you had said.
Okay.
When you have a narcissistic person telling us that on October 8th and October 7th, do you know what I was doing and what I had to go leave to do, and mm-hmm. I had this and that, and I had to be questioned. And then the next comment was something along the lines of, look what I have done for this country. I truly believe that that man thinks that instead of making a mockery out of what he was saying, I truly believe that man thinks that he was empowered in what he was doing, and in his mind, that what he was telling us was how wonderful he was multitasking to save our country.
I like your perspective on that. I think it's very, very cool. I think you're right. You know, I honestly, I don't even know what to make of Joe Biden at this point, you know, because he was trying to read some of the stuff off the teleprompter, then he kind of go extemporaneous, then he kind of fade back to the teleprompter, and that's when he started to be able to, like, speak directly and more forcefully when he would do that.
Yeah, and one other thing I want to add, maybe, you know, because you were how you were saying, and I'm not being disagreeable, but we have dumbed down this country so much that when he says CC of Mexico, if you do not know who is the president of Mexico, right, you think this man is telling the truth. So,
yeah, exactly.
So, you know, in that man's mind, he is trying to communicate to people, look at how well I've run this country by doing what I did and giving a 5-hour deposition about what was going on with those documents in the middle of October 8th and 7th when Hamas, that he didn't even remember, launched an attack. So I really believe that he thinks his credibility is valid. But you and I both know it's not.
Yeah, well, but, in other words, sort of a legend in his own mind kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, you know, when Donald Trump says, are you better off now? Are you better off now? Or are you better off then? You could compare apples to apples if you're somewhat sober. But, you know, the people that he's inspiring to, when you misname, he also made references to people that were dead in that little, if you remember, I saw that speech, and he was making references to the people that have already passed away that he spoke to recently.
Well, that's right. That's right. Well, and I'll take it in total. I mean, one or two mishaps or, you know, one little slip, you know, but it's now it's just coming one after the other. And he never corrected himself. He just went on and on about it was the president of Mexico. And he's conflating the border issue with Mexico with the border issue with Gaza and Egypt.
One thing Jesse Waters made a comment that was about how we were talking about how, as far as an insurrection, has there been a trial? Has Trump been convicted?
Well, no.
Is he guilty? So, taking Trump off the ballot in Colorado, if the man's an insurrectionist, you take him off the ballot of all the states, not just one, because he's been convicted of an insurrection. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, it's not wrong. No, that's the thing. This is somebody's opinion. They just want to use that word insurrection because they think it's inflammatory, and people say, oh, good, you're protecting our democracy.
Our democracy, yes. That we have wonderful words now, democracy, but and Trumpism. But if he was tried and guilty of an insurrection, he couldn't run in any of our states. So, you know, it's a dog and pony act. And one other thing, the state governors, from what I was listening to, have the ability, each state, to control the elections the way they choose as far as getting people to vote. So it's going to be pretty sticky.
But I think you're right.
That's all I wanted to add. I do believe that Joe Biden believes that what he was trying to convey to the American people is, look at what I've done. In the middle of a crisis, I managed this whole thing very well.
Yeah, like I said, I like your perspective on that. And unfortunately, I think either way, he just kind of really falls flat. You know, people don't really, you know, they don't see him as being forceful. I mean, that's what he's, maybe what he's trying to project. But I think people are going to start seeing him more and more as being a weakened individual, and that's terrible.
We all see it for what it's worth, Kyle. You know, people that call your show and people that discuss these things, we're not the ones that need to be persuaded by any means.
Right, exactly.
Listen, enjoy your Super Bowl. Have a nice weekend, and it's always good to be able to say something, and I appreciate your comments and everybody else's.
Hey, thanks, John. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Hopefully you can enjoy the Super Bowl as well. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care. All right, John in Sarasota, everybody, and great to get a call from John this morning. And, yeah, I think he's got a great perspective on what Joe Biden was saying, or the way that he was saying it. Well, folks, now, of course, it's time to talk with Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And let's bring her right on in, because, Denise, it's we're on a day when we've got three huge top stories. They all hit on the same day.
I know, and I'm exhausted. I was exhausted at 6:30. I wanted to go to bed at 6:30 last night because I sat through the entire hearing at the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And that into itself was a lot. It was really quite fascinating. So my mind was working on that, and then I sat through the Alvin Bragg thing with, you know, was he going to charge those illegals and pictures, and but only one person's in custody and we don't know where the other ones are. And then here comes the other thing with the Biden document.
Oh, man.
I mean, I literally sat through that entire thing. I'm exhausted. I need several 5-hour shots.
Well, that, and then, you know, as we go through our segments here this morning, and then, of course, somehow the U.S. Constitution is just superseded by the spirit of aloha. You know, that's really something for me as well. Now, can any state say something like that?
You know, every state government has lawyers on the payroll.
Right. I know, we're laughing here. That's right. You're exactly right.
Except Hawaii? I mean, did they miss, you know, assignments there or something? I mean, that's remarkable with the Second Amendment decision.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we're laughing because it's so absurd. You know, yeah.
Did anybody even bother to look at previous Supreme Court decisions? Much less the Constitution and the amendments? I mean, really?
Yeah, and we love the people in Hawaii. There's no doubt about that. But you're right. What's happened there with their state Supreme Court is very, very interesting, to say the least. And they'll have to make some real argumentation about that. And when we come back, of course, from the top of the hour news, we're going to delve more into all these three big things, folks, that happen all in the same day. And but that's what we do here on this show. So Denise says, stay right there. Denise says...
Five-hour shot. I'll be back in a minute.
That's right, yeah. Get another 5-hour shot. And we're going to climb up to the top of the hour news. Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. It is Friday / weekend edition, and we are, well, I think we're hitting it pretty hard. So thanks once again to John in Sarasota. Appreciate the call. Folks, we're coming right back. Stay right there. Hour number two is now in the books.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.